Hello?
Hi, Stephen?
Yes.
Hi, Stephen. It's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff.
How are you?
Good. Do you have a minute?
I have a minute.
Okay, perfect. So I know you had requested some information, and it was for both equipment as well as working capital. What were you looking for exactly?
I don't know, a couple million?
Okay.
I'll be kidding. Looking, what I have is I have some loans.
Mm-hmm.
Probably three or four that I'd like to consolidate.
Okay. What you kind know, of loans are those?
Well, there's one is a bank loan that I had on equipment. Then I have a machine that I bought that has a separate loan. And then
okay.
I have a couple of pickups that I bought that have loans.
Okay.
So I think it would end up being a lot cheaper if they were all put together under one.
I see. Okay. Now, in terms of bringing on any additional equipment, was that something you were looking at as well? Or was it just combining the loans?
No, I think what I meant is combining that and then some working capital.
Okay. And what would you need the working capital for?
Just kind of to keep a cash flow. The trouble with all the work I'm doing now is payments are very slow.
Yeah.
You know, I happen to have a bunch of work now, and I am getting paid for everything.
Okay.
But it's just not quick enough. So
yeah.
I end up owing suppliers all the time, which I hate doing.
Now, what does the business do exactly?
Well, my main line of business is I build and rebuild seawalls.
Okay. What kind of walls? I'm sorry.
Seawalls.
Seawalls.
I protect people from the angry ocean.
Yeah, okay.
The opposite ocean of you, though.
Yeah. Okay, and so that's...
And I'm also doing site work, commercial site work.
Okay. Got it. And so you're saying that's pretty busy right now, but... Who
yeah.
are you build? Are you building these for the government?
It's all different. Some of them are municipal,
mm-hmm.
and actually a bunch of private.
Okay.
Because the government doesn't seem to be repairing as much, and you know, a lot of people that live on the water actually have money.
Yeah.
So
okay.
A lot of them are starting to fix their own walls.
Yeah. Okay. So, besides combining the equipment loans, if we were just talking about the working capital, how much do you think would be a comfortable amount for that?
Probably around 100.
Okay. Now, how long have you had the business?
I've been in business for 20 years.
Okay. And are you the sole owner over there?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the business doing on average for yearly gross revenue?
It's been up and down the last few years, but probably
okay.
1 and 2 million.
Okay. Do you have a line of credit currently through the bank?
No.
No. Okay. Have you tried to get one?
I had one, and I ended up turning it into a term line and paying it off, and I just mm-hmm. haven't bought it.
Yeah, okay. They're a little bit harder to get nowadays, so I'm always curious as to, you know, if people still have them or how large they are.
Oh, the line of credits?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they tend not to do that anymore then.
Yeah, like 2008, 2009, when the economy crashed, a lot of the larger
yeah.
banks pulled the lines of credit.
Oh, really?
And so, yeah, I mean, sometimes we'll see them. People will have secured lines maybe against a building or something, but the actual unsecured lines of credit are just, they don't really offer them as much nowadays.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you have $100,000, is it something that you would you just utilize all those funds immediately? Would you use it for projects and buying inventory, or would it just be sitting in your account?
Well, I would probably, I mean, it would go right in my account, and I would probably buy inventory with it, you know, pay some suppliers until I get paid,
okay.
And then, you know, kind of work with it that way.
Okay.
I'm crazy about a line of credit, because the trouble is you can just go in and grab it, and they're hot out of the because
yeah.
you don't have to. See, I kind of like the term line that, okay, every month I got to pay $4,000. Well, I know I got to pay $4,000.
Right. Okay.
And you pay it.
And what that term loan, what was the original amount on that?
You know, I think I've had a couple over the years. You know, it must have been a couple hundred thousand. I honestly don't remember.
Okay. Well, now, if you had...
One got paid off, and then when we were getting... One was almost paid off, and we I took my term line, and we turned that into... We combined that with the term loan, and then that's what we're paying off now.
Okay. And how is your personal credit? Is it fair? Is it excellent? Where do you think it falls?
Probably fair and maybe not great.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I've been slow on like mortgage payments. I mean, they all get paid. It's just that, unfortunately, when you're in self-employed and when nobody pays me, young guy, I can't pay those. And as soon as I get money, I get caught up with everything.
Right. And that's... We see that a lot, especially in anything that's, you know, construction related, you know, roofing, electrical, anything like that, or anything government related as well, where people are waiting to get paid on projects and then they either can't take on new projects or they're, you know, just slow to pay their vendors or their employees, so it trickles down.
That's what's kind of happening with me. And, I mean, I've been around for 20 years, and, you know, most of my equipment I own. I mean, and I'm able to do it. It's just that, you know, and the vendors kind of understand, but I don't like that with the vendors. And it's the same thing like my mortgage. It's kind of, you know, I can't pay it when you don't. And as soon as I get a check, just that everybody I tend to work for lately, they pay very slow, but they all pay.
Right.
You know, I'm never worried about the money. I'm just worried about when they're going to give it to me.
Right. I understand. So we have a couple different programs. One is equipment financing. So if there's any pieces you want to bring on for the end of the year, we can do an equipment finance loan over 2 to 5 year period and pay your vendor on your behalf. And so that's something we could do if you want to do that. In terms of just unsecured capital, we can probably lend you, depending on what the revenues look like now, between $100,000 to $200,000. So what we would do is approve you for the max amount, and then you can decide how much you actually want to take. And then you would choose the repayment term as well. Now, this would be unsecured, so we don't ask for any collateral or assets. So the repayment on this loan would be anywhere from 3 months to a couple of years and anywhere in between. So we would let you choose the repayment on that. And it kind of works like a line of credit in the sense that you can keep pulling from it every so many months depending on how you set it up. So we have a lot of clients that know that they're going to have slow pay. They might be paid in 2 months. So they may pick a 6-month term, or we have someone that may pick a 12-month term, and they know halfway through that term they're eligible to pull more funding again. So that's how that would work. It may be a good option for you, you know, considering that you're taking on new projects and you need to pay some of these vendors. In terms of combining all the equipment loans, that's not something that we can really do. If you had some unsecured loans, we could give you funding for that to pay them off and then give you a new loan. But we can't really do the equipment loans, refinancing them. If you needed new equipment, new or used that you wanted to bring on, we can finance that for you. But we can't combine the existing loans. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But if you just need unsecured cash, we can get that to you. We can usually have you approved in that program within a day or two and have you funded within a day or two. So that's a pretty quick process.
Yeah, sounds it.
Yeah. And it's not really credit-based. So if your credit is not great in that program, it's not as significant, because what we're looking at is just the revenue of the business, and that's what we're going to base our decision on to make sure you have that revenue coming in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Does that seem like something that may be a good fit for you, what you're looking to do?
Well, it could be a start.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I can do is email you what we would need to issue an approval.
All right.
And again, if we issue the approval for the unsecured program, you can use that cash for your inventory or your payroll, whatever you want. And you would decide how much you actually want to take, and you can choose the term length. So you can kind of customize it how your business runs.
Okay.
Okay. I'll email this to you, but what we would look at is 6 months business bank statements and your most recent tax return.
Okay.
And that's what we can issue the decision on, just those items. And I would say 9 out of 10 companies get approved. So it's
all right.
Pretty much everyone will get approved in this program.
Okay.
Okay.
Hopefully I'm not the 10th one, right?
No, based off what you've told me, I don't see an issue why you would not get approved. So
okay.
you'll probably have a couple different program options to choose from, I would think.
All right.
Yeah. So I will send that over. Do you know when you can get that information back?
I'll try and take a look at it tonight when I get through work.
Okay.
And I know you're a few hours behind me.
Yeah.
So I might be able to get that tonight or maybe by tomorrow night anyways.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I'll send this over what we need. If you have any questions, let me know, and then I'll touch base with you maybe tomorrow if I don't hear back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.